Short gospels don't guarantee short homilies. Just saying. The larger context of this gospel is one that's often chosen for funeral masses. And whenever that's the case, I often share the same insight about this gospel that I learned from Father Mike, my boyhood pastor. And I think Paul's heard it so many times at funerals that you could probably say it verbatim for me right about now. And I know I've shared it on weekdays and with this group before, but so just a quick recap, not to totally repeat myself. But when Jesus talks about the yoke is easy and the burden is light, we often think, okay, Jesus is putting this burden on our shoulders. It's like there's a scale, and okay, once it reaches a certain weight, well, that's enough. And it's just what we can handle. Rather, what Jesus is saying is a promise. He's giving us a promise to carry the burdens of life with us, not to stand back and watch. A yoke in ancient times was this big wooden harness that would go around the necks of two animals that were plowing the fields. And you'd never plow the field with just one animal. It was always two, and it was usually a stronger one paired with a weaker one. So rather than Jesus being the one who gives us the trials of life and tests us at different points in life, and then say, okay, it's not more than we can handle, Jesus is the one carrying the burdens of life with us so that it's not too much to handle. So that's the context that we find ourselves and that we find this passage from Scripture. And what strikes me in reflecting on this was the first three words. Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. There is no doubt that Jesus is constantly searching for us. That's the heart of the Christian message. The image of the Good Shepherd, God looking for Adam and Eve in the garden, the incarnation itself, all of it is God searching for us and searching for relationships. And he's working in our lives in ways that we don't even realize, and even if we don't choose to search for him. The truth of this gospel is most true in our lives when we come to Jesus, when we make it easy on God. You may have heard the phrase in the sports world, you know, when a team isn't doing so well, they have one of those come to Jesus meetings, you know, just the players or whatever it might be, or maybe even in a family, you know, okay, everybody gets together and this is our come to Jesus moment. Well, that's the first step, coming to Jesus, searching for God. We live in a society that's so predicated on our own efforts, our own willpower. I can do this. We need to do it on our own. Gives us value and worth. Yet that's not the Christian message. We might feel weak or a failure, or like a failure, if we ask for help. But with God, it's in our weakness that we are made strong, and it is in the courage to ask for God that we ask help of God that we succeed. It's the opposite of what the world might tell us. And so I don't know all of the burdens that everyone here carries. I know some. And I'm sure everybody here has at least something, even if it's more minor. But my hope and my prayer is that this gospel, in this context, gives you hope. The kind of hope that we celebrate in the Advent season, that watchful waiting, knowing that something great is about to happen. And remember to go to Jesus, even if you don't know what to say. Just be in his presence. Talk with him if you can. Maybe write a letter, journal, if that works. Or just be still. It's not that the suffering will instantly go away, and it's not that the problem will be fixed instantly, as much as I wish that were the case. I do know that when we open our arms to Jesus, it's then that we can stand up straight. It's then that we don't hang our heads. And it's then that we feel the burden on our shoulders being lifted. For it is in Jesus, in Jesus alone, that we find rest.